How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
It's like cracking knuckles. We'd call that a clicky for Stricky, but he ain't here. My buddy Jay's with me.
That's right.
Welcome in, Jay.
You bringing the A-team.
The J-team.
That's right.
We got Jay?
I'm going to be getting loose on that whiteboard after this. I'm going to be hammered.
Oh, no.
You drawing up plays on there, Jay?
Yeah.
Plays for the station?
That went really well yesterday. I was impressed. I wasn't surprised that you, technologically,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's I wasn't sure it was going to hold up.
That's not my forte. I was a little
we
nervous.
We made it work.
Yeah,
Jay.
We did it. It was like the first play of a national championship game.
We're glad you're a quick learner.
Yeah.
Kevin Meyer, Myers, Cork, and Bottle.
That's
welcome
right,
to old
in the
school.
Building. Uncle Kevy in the house.
What's happening, y'all?
Now, Kevin, I want to ask you this, man, before we get started.
Yeah.
Is it true with turkey, you can have wine or should have wine? Is that true?
Absolutely. In fact, right. I'll throw something at you. There is more wine consumed on Thanksgiving Day than any other day of the year in this country.
Dang. Did you read the article about Denzel?
No.
Washington?
Huh.
Yeah, he said he's a wine aficionado.
Oh yeah, I'm not surprised.
With high
level stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like all the you know, like vet NBA guys, they're all way into it.
Because it helps your body, supposedly?
Yeah, well, it's got natural antioxidants, for one.
There
and number
is.
Two, flavonoids, which strip any the fat out of your arteries.
And make you lean?
Yeah.
Oh, man, well, that's all I need then.
Yeah. And
flavonoids?
Yeah.
Flavonoids. Have you brought that up here before?
I don't know if I brought up flavonoids before. Hey.
That's definitely a word I've heard, but not in a long time.
That's a
fun one.
Like, so LeBron, D-Wade has his own wine. But, you know, when those guys are traveling city to city, they'll actually pack bottles with them, and then they'll get together with their boys, and everyone brings like a high level bottle, and they get together, you know, after the game or whatever.
Sleep on the plane.
Oh yeah, and you know, it's not like they're getting stupid, you know, because they gotta play, but you know, they find that number one, it's a healthier way to, you know, have to let out some stress, and number two, it's just fun because those guys like collect them and then they'll share them with each other. And, you know, it's just kind of a bonding thing too. So,
Well, it sounds like something I need to do then, since I can get lean.
Absolutely. You know,
how many years does it add to the average lifespan?
Well, I will tell you, I'm not the most in shape individual in the world. You can tell by looking at me, but I do have a zero heart calcium score, which is unusual for a 53 year old man. Especially one who eats a lot of beef and whatnot, and I attribute that to drinking a lot of red wine. So there you go.
Is it specifically reds, or are there any in whites?
Whites also have some health benefits, but reds have more than whites do because of the skin maceration. So
Ellie, reds have more health benefits than whites. Get with the program.
I drink reds.
Cap.
Sometimes.
False.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Whatever. So, what are we starting with, Kev?
Today is a super special day, and so let's lead with the wine. So the reason I say it's super special is that this is Beaujolais Nouveau Day. And Beaujolais Nouveau is the first wine produced in the Northern Hemisphere every year. And how it got started was back in the days of the French monarch, the peasants used to have to make all the wine for the French royalty. And so what they would do once their work was complete or whatnot, they would squirrel some away for themselves and hide it from the man. And then once they were off doing whatever they were doing, they would have a big party. And it's to celebrate the completion of harvest, the change of the seasons, and kind of sticking it to the man a little bit, which I can appreciate.
Oh,
and,
but you are the man right now.
Well, no, I'm not the man.
You kind of seem like the man, Kev.
Well, thanks.
Kevin, you're the man.
But I don't put myself above or beneath anyone. I'm just where everybody else is, too. But so then the... throwing off my train of thought again.
Jay's pulling a strike. I love it.
This is pretty good.
The cafes in Paris then found out about this first wine, this nouveau wine. And so they would send their horse and buggies and they would have races to see who could get it first. And then that spread throughout Europe and then it spread worldwide. Well, now everything's air freighted. So we all get it at the same time. It can be released no sooner than the third Thursday in November, which is always exactly the week before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And so it's become a very timely Thanksgiving, sort of nostalgic sort of thing for a lot of people and a lot of families to try the first wine. It's made of a grape called Gamay. And it's meant to be fresh and young and light and fruity, and it's sort of like the French party wine. It's not a wine that you would age. In fact, I tell people if you buy a bottle, drink it before Easter, because it's picked, fermented, and bottled all within about a 6 or 8 week time frame, and so it doesn't have a lot of tan, doesn't have oak aging. It's fresh. You get that sort of like light sort of strawberry and almost some banana tones sometimes in the Gamay grape, and so today's kind of a cool day for. For my family, growing up, my father would always have these Beaujolais Nouveau parties, and it would benefit a different charity every year. And this was an upscale, but drunk
swanky.
Fest. I mean, it was swanky, but yeah, I could tell you some stories. Eventually, the liability became too great, so Uncle Kev doesn't want to be on the hook for that. So we don't really do those anymore, but we still bring in the Beaujolais Nouveau every year.
Take it after dark. Sounds like the time for those stories. It is definitely fruit forward, lighter, definitely.
Yeah, that's good.
What's the punishment if someone were to release some Beaujolais Nouveau on, say, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving instead of the Thursday?
The distributors can't even deliver it until the Thursday.
Really?
And if they were to cheat, then they would probably lose the distribution rights to it, and they would go with a competitor that's going to follow the rules.
Sounds like a problem.
Could be a problem, but, you know, you don't want to ruin it for everybody. That's kind of part of the fun, part of the anticipation of seeing the first wine every year is that day like today, the third Thursday in November. So here we are, and we carry the Georges Dubuff. These are on the shelf on sale, $15, $14.99. In the office, I've got a large picture of my father with George Dubuff in the early 1980s when my old man had his white man's fro. He had curly hair on my dad's side, and he and George Dubuff are sitting there with a glass of wine in France. So I still have that in my office.
Is he touring one of the Dubuff vineyards?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
And it's kind of an interesting story. This guy, you know, in France they don't really have, or at least back then, like legal drinking ages and things like that. And so when he was a kid, 14, 15 years old.
George, not your dad.
Yeah, George Dubuff. They called him the King of Beaujolais. And what he did, he hopped on his bike and he would go winery to winery. And the way he envisioned it was that he thought he wanted wines that reminded him of fresh fruit and flowers. And so he went to these wineries, he tasted their wines. And the ones that he liked the best that had fresh fruit and flowers or reminded him of that, he would buy them and then sell them to the cafes. As like a 14-year-old kid off of his bicycle. And he grew a sort of an empire starting that way. And so he's kind of known as King of Beaujolais, this Georges de Boeuf fella.
Mm. Enterprising.
Cool stuff.
Yeah. What do you like about it, Jay?
I like it that it's light, but more importantly, when I taste it, it makes me feel elegant. It makes me feel like royalty. I feel like I'm royalty. I know they didn't have any of us over there, but they just
weren't ready for us. Yet. Yeah.
This is good, man.
I'm glad you like it.
I'm going to have to pick some up, man, and have it with my turkey.
And that's the other thing about it is it goes really well with that type of food. You can almost get a little bit of that tart cranberry flavor in there. And I like, I'm one of the few people that likes cranberry sauce. I don't know. Some people just don't like it, but I make a special cranberry sauce where I take a Belgian raspberry ale and I boil the fresh cranberries in the Belgian raspberry ale. You add a little sugar, a little orange zest, and it thickens up, and man, it's good. It's really good.
Cranberry sauce, yes or no, Jay?
Nope.
Ellie, cranberry sauce, yes or no?
Nope.
We're one for four. It's just you, Kevin.
Yeah, I found that I'm basically the only person in the world that likes cranberry sauce.
If you have any leftovers, you want to bring it in 2 weeks?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I could bring some in.
That'd be nice to try.
It's almost like a cranberry jello, but it's not the kind that comes out like the shape of a can of dog food, you know?
Yeah.
It's the real homemade, real McCoy stuff, and it's good.
Nice. What's next? What we got?
This is called Zipline's Winter Alt, and it's a modification of their alt beer where they take the basic alt beer recipe, but then they add some holiday spices to it. So it has a little bit of that cinnamon, a little bit of that clove, a little bit of that nutmeg.
It hits the nose right away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And nice look.
I smelled it. I smelled it. It just hit my nose really hard in the back. But I smelled the holiday of it. That's
what it smells like a holiday, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I like it, though.
Like a holiday.
Yeah.
I like what is that aftertaste? Nutmeg?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I like that.
And the other reason why this beer kind of resonates with me is back 30 years ago when my wife and I were newly married, we were broke as a joke, trying to finish college, newly married, and found out we were going to be parents. She was pregnant. And we couldn't afford to buy anybody Christmas presents. And so I went to Kirk's Homebrew, which isn't there anymore, on 13th and Cornhusker Highway. And, well, when we got married on our bridal registry, I signed up for a Mr. Beer home brewing kit. And it had like the fermentation tanks and, you know, and the stuff that you need to do the most fundamentally basic beer you could possibly make.
German purity law stuff.
Even like lesser than that. And so I went and I bought a kit for an Oktoberfest recipe. And basically you start with what's called the wort, which is basically it's like thick, like molasses. And that's the boiled down, reduced grain and hops and all that kind of stuff. You add water to it, then you boil it, you let it cool off, you add your yeast, and then that ferments into beer. Well, I decided to make a holiday ale, and that's what we were going to give out as gifts, Christmas gifts. And so I added, you know, you have what's called a steeping bag, which is, it's almost like the consistency of all like pantyhose. And so you put the spices in there, you tie it up, and you let it sit in the beer for a while, while it's working its magic. And it tasted almost identical to this. And we didn't have, you know, it was like basically pre-internet, right? And I don't even think we had a printer at home. So about 7 trips to Kinko's later, I had some labels, and we didn't have a name for the baby yet, so everyone was just calling it Babu. Babu the baby, I don't know. And so the beer I called it Babu's Best, and that's what I gave out to my family for Christmas was a 6-pack of Babu's Best, and it tasted just like this.
How long did it take you to make all that?
It doesn't take that long. It's maybe about, I would say, about a 3-week process, 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's not that long.
Well, I mean, you know, when you're broke and don't have any money.
Looking for a hobby.
Yeah, you know.
That counts, right?
Yeah, well, you know, you try to put some love into it. And so, yeah, I had the labels made and stuck them on the bottles and washed out all the bottles and bottled them up and, put them in 6-pack holders and everyone got their 6-pack of Babu's Best that year. And this beer just reminds me of that 100%. So it's nostalgic for me there, too. So
that's awesome.
There you go.
I love the color.
Yeah,
of this one, dark,
nice caramely color. Yeah,
yeah.
It's not a heavy beer. You get that but it just smells like holiday, tastes like holiday, and just really, really nice stuff, and made right here in good old Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay, here's a big question here.
All right,
Kevin, OG Les Lancaster, needs a Hail Mary, a little bit of a favor. I need a wine to take to my in-laws for Turkey Day. What do you recommend? Got to impress the in-laws.
Well, you got to find out what they like first. So, but you don't want to lead, you know, you don't want to bury the lead too much because then they know you're automatically bringing wine. So ask around, maybe ask someone that knows them and what kind of wine they like. And basically the first thing you want to do is go white or red and then dry or sweet. And then it boils down to basically what you want to spend. You come see old Uncle Kev. We'll take good care of you. Once we ask you those three questions, we can get you the best damn wine in the store.
Where can people find Uncle Kev?
Uncle Kev is at 13th and South, 476-1518. And look for the bright neon, and it's a great time to be in the wine business. I can tell you that.
Hey, you can't miss the store. You don't want to miss out on Kevin. And I'm sure the great staff as well.
Great staff as well. You know, the quality of the help and the quality of the people that we have working for us is unsurpassed. And, you know, it's basically something that we drill into them about. We want to be the most service-oriented store in Nebraska, if not the Midwest, and we'll take good care of you.
You've always taken good care of us, and we always appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kevin Meyer,
happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Ain't that the truth? Enjoy it. He'll be back with us here in a couple weeks. We'll go to break. DP and Jake out old school in just a sec.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. And the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.